Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing.
Check it.
Tony Primetime, Boss Bands, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Skinny Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi, Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Tommy Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
Sorry about that. A little difficulties, but good evening and welcome to another great show of the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Talk Show. Looking to bring a lot of action. As you know, we got a big weekend coming up. All roads lead to Texas. Saturday, April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Come to try to bring action, try to pack the house, try to put on some good races, some good shows. Man, oh man, it ought to be nice. Weather's supposed to look good. Shouldn't be no problem. Supposed to be in the low 80s in the night, mid 60s. the weather ought to be fine. Might have a couple of days of rain between here and there. The weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looks great. Hey, man, we've been talking to a lot of people, man. As you know, we got some nice lock-ins coming in with 901 Bad Boy. They saying he's going to come up here and do his thing. As we all know, him and the Cinderella boy, a lot of people might not know who the Cinderella car is. But the guys of the Texas Way that won and who the Cinderella, that's guys with Eric, with the crew out of Florida. They coming, they going to tackle Wit and the Predator. That ought to be a good one, as y'all know. Eric is locked in with two other guys. Blind Eye Killer, James and Dion them. Also locked in, Big Jake. With Galen Smith and Jake out of Dallas. We all know Elvin's own, Big Sexy. Locked in with the Big D from Houston. That ought to be a good one. Two new boots going at it on the grudge scene. We're looking forward to that. And all y'all know, the Butler Boys with my man up this way, Rick, with the blue Camaro. Another lock-in just happened. I just got word of the Butler Boys are tackling people ready to go. They just stepped up, and they running slack pants out of Dallas. This will be a unique one. Slack pants out of Dallas, he get the hit. We'll see what happened on that one. That should be something to look forward to. And all we know, Tony Bynes and Hillbilly, they always try to make action some kind of way. Them guys going to always try to go at it. We'll see what happens. As everybody know, they've been keeping score. Boss Bynes been getting his tail whooped out there on the East Coast. He's coming out here with the new Gangsta Boo 2. He brought it out to Dallas a few weeks back. Shook it down, looked pretty good. But like they all say, they all look good running by themselves. He went up against somebody this weekend. Gangsta Boo 2 got his ass handed to him. But Boss say it's going to be a different story when you come to Texas. We just have to wait and see. Being the one everybody been waiting on, Tree Man, come to redeem himself against one of the cars that's getting a name that's spreading all across the world in the back half. Tree Man is taking on the big, bad Birdman. Birdman get the back tie. Tree Man got lane choice. That ought to be a good one, man. That ought to be a good one. And as you know, we're going to try to bring that big tie action, try to see what we can do. The big tie shootout, myself, Roy James, Raggy Rabbit, and Big Daddy Warbuck Drexel. With the 490 class coming and the 580 and 7-0. So it ought to be a good show. Might have some more lock-ins come tonight. I heard a few people talking about it. But I don't want to forget some of my friends out of Louisiana. They haven't got no lock-in. But we got Doobie and we got Boone. They coming out of Louisiana. And they say when they get here, they going down on somebody. Boom always say, he's from Louisiana. The state that's shaped like a boot because he kick ass. Those are not my words. Those are man, Big Boom. So he'll be in the house. We'll see what transpires. With that said, man, we're going to go to the lines and see if some people got some, want to talk about some upcoming events. Like to give everybody a chance to speak on. You got a race coming up, or if you had a race, are you looking for a lock-in? But keep in mind, I'm going to say this about the nice topic. Let me stop 1 minute. Let me mention a couple of more races that I know as you know, we got some great races here in Texas. And the next race following April 6th, to my knowledge, Grudge Race, to my knowledge, I stand to be corrected, but I believe it's Matt and Atticat got races coming up Memorial weekend. If there's one in between that, somebody let me know. Following that one, I believe it's Batman got one in Dallas. Following that one in June. If there's another one in June I forgot, feel free to let me know. Before I go too far, Grudge Inc., first year anniversary, is putting on a big show. We're going to try to make May the 19th, and that'll be in Montgomery, Alabama. That's a May the 19th, Grudge Inc., first year anniversary. Got guys coming from all over to participate in that one. Also, guys, if everybody hadn't heard, some of you may have been seeing on Facebook and these different websites, we are putting together one of the largest first time ever Grudge Nationals at Rockingham, North Carolina. Man, we got 25 different teams from all over the country that came together. And we're going to Rockingham to try to represent. A lot of guys from Texas are going. And some of the ones we hope to take a lot of other guys. We asking all teams from Texas, promoters from Texas, hey, get your people, man. We're going to represent Texas. That's July the 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina. We do have bus plans. The bus people up there, she'll be a great one. We're going to post it on the website. So I think, to my knowledge right now, I think it's fair to say the fee for the hotel, the bus ride, and the mission to the track for that weekend is around $300. But we will be coming out with more plans. So you guys who don't have much to do 4th of July weekend, if you do have something to do, you might want to change your plans if you're a Grudge racer. Everybody in the name of Grudge Racing is planning on being in Rockingham, North Carolina, July the 5th and 6th. So, man, that's going to be a great big show. We hope everybody who want to go, whether you take a car or just ride, participate. And hopefully we can do like we did a couple of years ago when we went to Mississippi and we went up there with our Texas shirts on. And that's all the East Coast are talking about. Boy, they had Texas shirts everywhere. And I hope we can get together and do the same to represent the World Grudge Nationals in Rockingham. We got a big article coming out next month in Drag Illustrated that's going to be distributed all over the country. We're going to have a big article in Drag Illustrated about the Grudge Racing Goes National. That being said, man, before I ask anybody again, I'm going to mention tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is this. You hear a lot of talk. Every time I go to a race, every time I'm getting on the phone trying to help negotiate a race, everywhere, and I believe you guys hear the same thing, it just won't go away. If it's true that any two cars can race, if it's true that any two cars can race, why does it seem that tire size always stopping races? Why does it seem that tire size always stopping races? Man, you got guys out here with some 28s and outrun some guys with some 1734s or some 1633s or some 1432s, you know. Believe it or not, for some of you might not believe it, it's some guys out there with some small tires and outrun some of these guys with big tires. It's all about matchup, people trying to make something happen. And if that ain't the case, if that's not race stopping. Some people let the bet of money stop a race. Let the bet of money stop a race. With that said, man, we want to talk about that tonight and see how we can kind of get past some of that stuff. See, can we kind of tone it down and try to make action at some of these girls' events going on? April 6th, man, we're going to look to do that. Should be some good races. Some guys got some time. We're going to see who's scared of who. So, that being said, Sharon, let's go to the line and see if somebody want to come on and talk about a lockup.
Hey, girl, your mic is on.
Yeah.
Your mic is on.
You were so mad.
Oh, Sharon, I wasn't trying to talk. I wasn't trying to talk. I don't know what's wrong with this phone. They keep doing back and forth, back and forth. But how y'all doing today?
I'm fine.
All right, man.
Okay. Try to press the one button. Take your hand out of the queue. Doobie, your mic is open.
I didn't press it, but I'm going to say good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's going on, dog? Not much, Doobie. How you doing, man? I'm letting folks know you're coming down, man, you're planning to make your little action in the house right here in Texas.
I'll be there. Yes, I will. And you know one thing, I'm going to try to make something happen somehow.
Won't you let the people know how you sit so some of them might can look for you, man. It might come to you, and you can look at them and see if you something you like. You know, let them know so they can expect to.
Got a little back half call sitting on 28th with a big block in it.
Back half with a big block. We got quite a few of these back half with big blocks around here, so I don't know how many we got on 28th, but I'm quite sure you come to Texas. Somebody in Texas ain't going to let you go home without a race. I did hear Tony Bynes made a statement on a couple other shows that he came to Texas and he tried to run a lot of people and a lot of people wouldn't run. I told Tony on them shows, I said, yeah, Tony, because you were picking and choosing which ones you wanted to run, but when they picked, some of them picked you, you ducked your tail. So that being said, we want to see if we're going to make a different statement this weekend. Okay, Sharon, we got...
Batman, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
What's going on?
Oh, man, over here setting these rock arms, man, trying to get ready for your little race. I said I was going to bring my car down there, man. It's my new car I just came out with, man, like I told everybody else, man. You know, it's not about if you're going down to race somebody, man. It's going about trying to support somebody, man, you know. I don't know if I'm going to have a race or not, but my car runs right, you know me. I'm going to try to get at somebody because, you know, I like doing that. You know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or drop. I'm still going to be the same fat man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going out having fun and support. You know what I'm saying? Just as well. But I'm going to get on your topic. I'm going to get on your topic right fast so we can get that out the way, man. I tell people all the time, man, you know, this is a sign of the time, man, right now. And I tell anybody right now, time difference really don't make a big difference, man, on some of these races, man. You know, we can talk about, if you're talking about like a three-man car or Roy James car, yeah, it makes a big difference. But I'm talking about like these cars, these basic cars that we have running around here, these back halves, you know, or these stop suspension or these ladder bars, these folding, man, you know, all that used to play a role back in the day, man. But like now, technology has changed so much, you really don't play a role no more, man. Because like you say, you got guys right now, man, they got 28-inch tires, man. They running just as fast as a motherfucker got 1734s up under, man. But, you know, I tell people all the time, man, they really need to understand this. They mean time is time, man. Hey, man, I don't give a damn if you was running a 8-inch tire, you're running 450s on it, man. Regardless of the fact, it's still time, man. And if I had a car that was 8-inch tire on 450, I don't care what you got. I'm going to get out there and try it, you know what I'm saying? But that's where all the political stuff get into it. You know, you got big tires and this and that. It's really a hustling game. Everybody's trying to hustle. And the thing is, like I said, is, you know, even with some of the cars I know of, you know, they got big tires. They ain't as fast as some of these cars, like, you know, these hillbilly cars and all that. But, man, you know, if these guys ever didn't realize, man, regardless of the fact, man, we all get down at the other end with the same time, man. If your car running 450s, it doesn't matter if you got a small tire, big tire, man, because you're still running that time, man, you know. I mean, me, myself, like I said, if I had a car with 8-inch, 28-inch on it, 28-inch tires on it, running 450s, 440s, man, I wouldn't care what you got, man. I'm going to get up there and try you. You know what I'm saying? So that topic right there, that's how I feel about this topic right there, man, you know. But another thing, like I said, I'm just coming down to support, man, you know, check out your little race, man. And, you know, I like going to HMP because, you know, I love to talk shit to them boys down there anyway, man, you know. I can talk shit all day, and I never want to still have a good time. But that's what that is, man.
I hear you. I know if you get down there, you know, they know you like to talk shit. They see you bringing your car down there to support, so, you know, you got to keep your eyes open. Somebody's going to try to stab you in the back, man, when they, you know, feel like you're just working on it. So, you know how that go, man. But, hey, all in all, shoot, hey, we're just going to have fun, man, and try to make that action get in what we fit in, man. But this top side thing, man, this week, you know I'm probably going to hear it. Yeah, I hear it all the time, but, man, it's a big thing. But we want, you know, I want some other people to speak up, you know, and see what they think about it because I hear it an awful lot, man. Oh, with that being said, Sharon, we're gonna see if who else is on here. Batman, just stand by. You know what to do. See who else want to come on and talk about a lock-in or talk about what this topic is tonight, what we can do about it, what they think about it.
With that police call.
Bin Laden, your mic is open.
832-4856. Bin Laden, your mic is open. He must have known his mic was open. He ain't saying that Ben would say something. He probably don't know he's open. Okay, go to the next one.
I am. Butler Boys, your mic is open.
Hello, please.
Butler Boy,
hello.
What's going on?
What's going on, Tom McDowell?
Not a whole lot, man. I see you coming to make action, man. You stirring the pot, man. Your name is red, man. As a Butler Boy is getting out there. He's looking for his man. He's trying to go down. What's on your mind tonight, man?
Oh, man, I've just been feeding that old Blue Flame Firebird, man, old Transammer. Bunch of cornbread, red beans, and rice, and she ready to lay the hammer down this weekend.
Yeah, see, you got your
on that
go ahead on.
Yeah, I got about two or three of them locked in, man, for Saturday. So it'll be pretty good.
Okay. I heard that. Who's the third? You said three. You got somebody else you got your eyes on, or who was that?
Yeah, old Shotwell and them went on and called me, man, and told me they're going to go ahead on and do it, so... I guess we'll go ahead and get that race finally on out the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah
so they,
huh? I heard that you've been kind of looking for that one for a while, so you finally got the call, huh?
Yeah, I finally got the call, man, so I guess that'll finally get out the way there, so let's keep on moving on down the line.
Let me ask you this, man. You got your schedule going here. You know, you got a certain time, or y'all want to try to set a certain time on some of your races so you won't crowd everybody try to run you at the same time, or you're going to need some. If you got two or three races, you're going to need some time in between. So I believe you and Rick, I think y'all discussed about it, look like doing it before 8 o'clock. Is that correct from what my understanding?
Right. We'll do it before 8 o'clock. I guess between 7 and 8. I mean, Slack going to do it between... 6 and 7. I don't need nothing but an hour cool down.
You and Slack, is that the time y'all agreed on? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is Slack on here? Let me just write this down. I want to verify from Slack. You saying between 7 and 8?
Hey, I'm gonna verify it for you, dog. Yeah, because we was all on the phone. They're gonna do them between 6 and 7 o'clock. Yeah, they got it all straightened out, man. They Slack on the road right now, so I don't know if he's on here or not, but.
Okay. Yeah, old butler. Hey, butler, I want my cheeseburger and fries, man, when I get through. What you gonna do?
I want my cheeseburger and fries when we get this race over with.
I'll be able to buy you a steak after I get through putting
the
ass whooping on the cover of them cars down there this weekend.
So, hey, Batman, since you on here, you verify for Slack since he on the road. Brother, so I'm going to ask y'all this, just to try to help keep things straight. Y'all doing it between six and seven. So whatever y'all doing, I don't want nobody coming to me and saying, man, look, it's this time, and we said this time. Y'all trying to make sure that y'all be in the lane ready to go before that seventh hour or before that eighth hour. Is that what y'all saying, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I got the 7 o'clock to race Slack, and I got the 8 o'clock to race Rick. And me and Sean, we're gonna try to do it about five o'clock.
Oh,
did you get that?
Okay. I mean, Shotwell, I don't know if anybody's on the phone from Shotwell County. I mean, I hear you saying that. I mean, I'm quite sure y'all spoke with it. I'm just hearing from one party. You know, just to try to keep it straight. You think we ought to try to get somebody from Shotwell Camp on here just to verify that by a certain time, because since you got a full load, you trying to get it up with?
Yeah, I mean the Shotwell deal, man. I mean it don't really, you know, if it gone, dog it gone. If it don't, it don't. But these other two for sure, that's gonna happen.
So you saying Shotwell come? And he don't want to do it to 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. You say you still good with that?
Man, I might not even race him. It just all depends on how cold it gets. Which I feel like it's gonna be a pretty good night. Weather ain't gonna be no issue. So, I mean, it ain't gonna really matter.
So y'all time, it don't matter.
No. I mean, I kind of talked to his cousin today. You know, we was kind of sitting about 5 o'clock, 5:30. But I mean, if it goes later, that's fine.
Okay, I just want to drag
Batman home, boy. Then I'm gonna turn around and drag Batman.
You gonna drag Batman again?
Yeah, he on here. I might as well drag him too. I'm gonna let him take out when he get ready. It don't matter about the tie size with me at all. Man, I grew up around grudge racing since I was 5 years old on that topic you talking about, it, Tommy Dog. I done seen people on the streets get anywhere from the move to 15 car lengths. And I don't know where the hell this tie size shit come from, because I didn't grow up like that. I don't give a damn what size tie you have. You know what I mean? If anything about it, the motor might matter, but tie size ain't shit.
I heard that, man. I mean, it's been a big thing, and you hear it. You, like you say, every time you go to track, you hear people bringing that up. So, you know, I thought we were trying to add that. Some people think, go ahead.
Say, Bolo, you know, I know you really messing with me. I know you're trying to get at me, but you know I can't beat you. So I'm like Al Capone. I'm gonna send somebody to tell you to knock y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah.
I want Al Capone, boss man. I want you fresh off the ranch. I'm gonna get you fresh off the ranch. You bring that whole Acapone lynch mob down here, which I just take them one at a time.
Yeah. I hear you talking.
So
bring a couple more down there with you.
I got that little smile block over there too waiting on you. So you said you're going to give him the back ties and the move.
Yeah, but see, you know, y'all, you know, that old guy like that, man, you know, he cry a lot. You know, he really in the big boy league, but he want to mess with the little boy. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you know,
he
on that.
That's a small block, man. I ain't in the big boy league.
Yeah, well, anytime you got 2 4 on a small block, you got to be a big, big small block. I don't care what you say.
Oh, man. Shh. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, I don't care what you say. But you know what? I told you, listen. But I did tell you that Cornbread is coming down now. Hey, y'all want to deal with him?
I told you to bring Cornbread. I'm going to piss all in his Cornbread mix.
Y'all do small block big one Cornbread? Because, you know, I put that dog on him. I let that chain go.
You don't think his ass chewing on buttermilk biscuits or something as I get through pissing all in his Cornbread mix?
Well, all you have to do is let me know. See, I already know. Victor already called me. But we see, you didn't know that. He called me the other day, and he said he really wanted priest treated, but I told him I ain't trying to hear it. I'm going to put the cornbread on. I told him I ain't trying to hear it.
Vicky ain't calling nobody. He over there putting another motor together right now to try to crack y'all ass. That's all he's doing.
All right. We hang around. We're going to see what somebody else got to say. Like, y'all just hang tight right now, Sheriff. We're going to see what somebody else got to say. It might be somebody else want to try to call somebody else. Might say something good about this topic here tonight. And kind of, you know, might make some sense. You never know. Somebody with a small side might jump on somebody with a big side.
All right.
Carbo Chris, your mic is open.
What's up, Trace?
Hey, what's going on, man?
This Dion, man, I didn't get to come through, so I'm on Chris' phone.
Hey, what's going on, Dion?
You ready,
right? You ready?
Oh, yeah. But, I want to know when you and Tree Man going to get it on, man.
No sooner as I can get. I'm just now getting my car together. I'm bringing it down there. Let me test my car. I just got to get my few shakedowns, man, to see how things going to go. I trust me this. If we don't do it at this race, hopefully we can do it at the next one. I just need me a couple of times. You know how you do when you bring them cars out. You've been setting. You got to test them a little bit. So I'm trying
to. He just put his motor back in his car. He just bring it back out. But, you know, me and Tree Man are the same count. He say he'll drive. And we can lock the money tonight.
Well, I'm going to say it one more time. Let me explain this real quick. I don't give a damn who drives nobody's car. I'm going to say that right now. I ain't never been the one to be going to worry about who drives them cars, because it don't make me no difference. But let me just say this. I'm going to shake my car down, see how it's running. If my car's running pretty good, we might do something that night. But I'm just now getting it back out, and I know how it go. I got to see where I'm at. But don't count me out. But trust me, that race going to happen.
I know all your fans want to see that, man. No, I ain't scared of nobody. I'm a bull. Shit, you know. But, you know, I remember when we was in San Antonio, you had called him and Roy James out. Roy James had
called Texas out. Now, this is now. All I'm saying is let me shake my car down a little bit. You know, I had some problems, so I'm just now getting it back up running. And it's the same thing when I came down there when Roy or Atticat had that race. You know, I understand they were shaking their car down when I asked them if they want to do something. And I respected that. They said, well, they shaking it down. They'll let me know. I ain't had no problem. I didn't jump on them, nothing like that. I'm coming out with mine this weekend with the same understanding. Let me just get it back going, see how I do. But what I'm saying is this. We going to hook them up, bro.
Trey, they got something soft or something, man.
Batman, you know how this game go. You going to try to get
them. Batman, I'm speaking for myself. I got a small black Mustang. Y'all got something down there, too. All y'all do is get right and come on down and bring some money. I'm speaking on my own car.
What's that, man? We got no car coming down there. See what you're talking about. You didn't believe that.
See, we can lock. See, y'all talking about it. We can lock up something. We can see my mother's face tonight.
But let me tell you something. Most of the guys, this is just true. This has come from the history of we coming down there. Most of the guys that come down there, they're going to do something. You can believe that. You ain't got to worry about that. They come down there just to look. You can believe that.
I'm fresh off the wrench, too, but I don't need no shakedown. I'm going to shake down on a nigga ass. I'll get shit on one or two.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Long my drop sitting there, that motherfucker go straight. We on his pants going straight. The money can be on the line. That's how I feel about racing.
Yeah. That's what
I'm saying. Well, hey, Jack, Dion, you do your thing and see what happens. Well, I'm going to show you this. We gonna make something happen. We gonna make something happen.
I didn't know everybody want to see that trade. That's why I asked, but I know everybody want to see it. I know you did call out everybody. That's why I clicked right there.
I understand that. And I meant what I said. Me and Tree Man, we going to run, bro. We gonna roll. You might go. Hey, I know for me, you know, hey, I gotta do what I gotta do just getting this car back out, and I gotta do what I gotta do. But you know, I'm gonna run, Tree Man. I promise you, me and Tree Man gonna line them things up, and it don't make no difference who drives. I ain't tripping on no driver, cuz. So you know, throwing Tree Man in there, you know, it's not saying nothing. It ain't popping my chest. That don't mean nothing, cuz I don't care who get them. They got to drive here just like I got to drive mine. So I don't worry about that. What else on your mind?
Tracy, let me ask you a question. Which one of the guy that just talked for a minute ago, what kind of car do you have? I can hear the voice. I'm thinking that who it is, but I'm not for sure.
Which one? Not suspension Mustang, small block. And then a
big
city with that motherfucker.
Big deal with Mustang.
What color?
The one got out. The one that did out lose the last year. It's gonna change this year.
No, but I'm asking, what color is it? Is it that light green or
Yeah, 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 light green, turquoise as well.
Is this the big boy like the game all the time?
You goddamn right.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you all right. I know you like the gamble, so yeah. We gonna figure something out, man. You know, I know you used to come over me and Tori when we was racing tourist car. If I remember,
yeah.
It's the same.
It's the same one.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know you're a good gambler. I mean, I had to get it to you. I know. I tell you all the time, you are a good gambler. So, yeah, we'll see if we put something on you. See if we put some dollars on you.
All right, Dion, man, we'll see what's happening. Good luck to you this weekend, man. Hope things work out for you. I see you got your man locked in, so, and do what you do, man. Have a good time, man. Y'all be safe with it. Y'all be a good weekend, man. I know you're looking forward to it. The boy from Florida say they looking forward to it, too. He called me. He joined me to let me know that, hey, man, he it's in his pants, man, so it all be pretty good. They coming in. Like I say, y'all locked in, so it'll be one for the show. But on the big time thing, we'll see how it goes. We're going to try to make some action. So I'm telling you, for me, they're going to get to see if they can line up with some cars. So.
Yeah, Trey, look like a lot of them trying to get at you, man. Look like they
Hey, bad man. Yeah. That's what they supposed to do. Hey, you got to remember. That's what they supposed to do. They supposed to try to get me. They supposed to try to get at me. You understand me? Ain't nothing wrong with what they doing. Because guess what? Just like I got at them, now they trying to get at me. I didn't get a chance to get them. So a lot of times they duck me. But I'm going to get a chance to get at them, though.
All I'm saying
is let me get my car back together. I just got it back together. I ain't even come off the stand, so I'm gonna bring it out and let me shake it down. I'm gonna need me a few tests with it. But trust me, the year is young. Promise you, we gonna get it on, bro.
Yeah, because you know they almost kind of like you got post drop. They like you got post shots on you, man. They looking to catch
hey,
down,
hey,
man.
You know that they got to do what they got to do, and they want to run me, and I want to run them. So we going to have our time to shine. Trust me. We going to have our time to shine.
Yeah, you got to get them out for you, Trey. They all on you, but they've been all on you for a whole year, dog.
Hey, you got to remember a photo. When I was down with the Firebirds, it was on me, and then I was on them. So, you know, and I ain't changed. Now they back on me, so that's good for the game, bro. That's good for the game. I ain't got no problem with that. You know, that's good for the game. We going to get to do something.
Well, you know, I'm going to keep it real now. I remember all these cats, they said they want you. Now, I'm going to find out after a while when you get it right. I'm going to see if they going to still want you. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of them, you know, they be wanting everybody when you first start out. They want you real bad, boy. You start putting them numbers down, though. They start bagging up, though.
You know how that go, bro. we gonna do something. We got some big ties running right now, so we're gonna make some action. Hopefully we make some events and do what we gotta do. You know, it's like it's here. Anybody can win. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. Anybody can win.
Oh yeah.
We just gonna line up and see what happens. And it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Yes, sir. Anybody else here? Anybody else got something to say?
We got a lot of people that got something to say, Trace.
Oh, well, let them talk, man. We want to fire this thing up, man. April 6th is right around the corner. Fire this thing up, man. It don't make no difference. Fire it up. Let them go.
Jackie, your mic is open.
I ain't got nothing to say. I just listen.
All right, Jackie.
What up, Jackie?
Free man, your mic is open.
Hey.
Free man, you're open on the 32-3724.
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, we got
you.
Hey, I'm addressing this to Batman. It's like this, Chief. Ain't nobody picking on Tracy because he think we got something soft. I'm going to address this issue to you. Tracy called me out last year when my car was going sideways. When I took my car to San Antonio, that motherfucker went straight down the track. I didn't call everybody that called me out. I didn't call them out. And I don't care if you're Jeff Nizer. I don't care if you're. I don't give a damn who he is. If I think I got a half a chance of beating you once my shit goes straight, I'm going to call your ass out. That's what the deal is. I'm dressing at the Batman, so. I mean, you can't.
When you call me, then we lock up.
Okay, we locked up, Tracy, but that was last year. What I'm looking at is this. Your car fresh out the wrench. My car fresh out the wrench. You coming down here Saturday running the big time class, right? You coming to race?
Yes, sir.
Yet you ain't locking nothing in, bro. I'm ready to lock in.
Get what, Tree Man? Keep that same attitude.
I can look at it like this. I mean, you sit it back. Like I'm saying, my car was going sideways. Now, my car at the track standing going sideways. Yeah, you're going to jump up and talk about both of these bitches.
Oh,
go straight.
Man, you can put a hypothetical on
there
how you want to. I like go sideways. So why you say... What I'm saying is this.
Don't nobody know what these cars gonna do. Period. It's like this here. Which if you don't know, I'm quite sure everybody who know me know. I don't give a damn who you is. You call me out, throwing my shit going straight. We gonna boogie. That's what I've been trying to do, Chief.
Okay, well let me see if mine gonna go straight. See, you just said the key word. Soon as yours going straight. Now let me see if mine gonna go. That's all I'm saying. Let me see if mine's going to go straight. That's all I'm saying. So we gonna line them up, bro. Then let me see if mine go straight. All right?
God damn. Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. God damn.
Hold on, let me open up Tree Man's other one.
Oh shit.
Tree Man, I got you open on two. I got you open on the 3724 and the 8258. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I just open up both lines. I didn't know which one you were gonna come to first, so you can just notice it.
Okay.
You're helping on one.
Yeah, I had him. He's on two. I opened him up on both. Tree Man, you're open on the 3724 now.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hey, do we straight, man?
I'm back.
I said we straight. You got that?
Good.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I'm here. I told you, my boy.
Who was that? Hello?
Okay, Sharon, go on to somebody else in the background. I don't know who it was.
Bushnell, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Becoming Dog?
What's happening? What's happening? What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if, what Dion didn't want to do with that Mustang over there. They say I've been ducking the Dodge. I'm going to show them this weekend I'm not ducking them Dodge, and I don't care who drive that car. What kind of light we run out? We ain't got to do off no Instagram. You know, I like to do that from time to time when I don't feel comfortable about what I'm doing. So, you know, sometimes, you know, like I said, this grudge race, you can make your own rules as long as they both get it understood. So I'm just trying to see if they want to grab a lane this weekend.
Yeah, put Dion on that.
What is that?
Yeah.
How much money you got, man?
How much money I got?
Yeah.
I got about $1,500, $2,000 of my own money, so, I mean, how much money I need?
Well, what are you doing for $2,000? You just pick a time.
What y'all got?
Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. Just at least have $2,000 with us. I ain't running for no $800, no $300, none of that shit, though.
Yeah, well, we can do that. That ain't no problem.
You keep your 60 balls on that and everything. I don't respect none of that. It's slow motherfucker.
It's grudge racing, man. I ain't trying to handicap nobody.
I
don't
care.
Yeah,
keep all that shit on there.
Yeah, it's going to stay on there. We can do it, though. Hey, we can do it before the sun go down, man.
It don't matter. Anytime. As long as you got $2,000 or better, we can do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, then. I'll see y'all Saturday on that, then. That'll be a shakedown run for me.
So what are y'all putting on?
Huh?
You and Bush, I hear y'all both saying y'all are doing. Y'all think y'all just a straight up $2,000. Is that what y'all saying? A straight up $2,000?
That's fine with me, Tommy. Yeah, just a straight up $2,000, yeah.
Ain't no
lock,
ain't no
funk
out. Somebody don't
do it. No, ain't none of that. Just a straight up $2,000. I catch him in the lane, when we catch you in the lane, we gonna do it.
Okay, y'all.
It don't matter to me. It don't even matter to me.
Trace, I'll be there, Trace.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be there, Trace. I'm going to take off to be there. I'm going to be there.
Okay, so before the sun goes down, so that's before 8:30? Y'all came before 8:30?
Before what? Trace, I didn't hear.
Y'all came before 8:30?
Yeah, before 8:30. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Dion, you seen it? You green it before 8:30?
Yeah, I mean, I guess whatever Trace was saying. Oh, he got the money. I don't give a damn. 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, he easy. That ain't shit. I'm gonna give me some a real victim. Shit. Whenever he get ready, it's supposed to be a test for both of us.
Okay. Well, you saying the boy get dark? I'm just trying to, you know, dark can be a problem.
I'm saying, when the gates open, it don't matter. When the driver gets there, he could be at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the daytime.
Yes, sir.
Before it get dark, we talking about some sunset, Tracy. Before it get dark, there. That's all that matter.
That's why I said before 8:30, you know, probably get dark a little after that. So we probably.
Yeah, I got him. You know, they say I got a show car. I want to make sure my park lights look good when I go down through. I'm gonna show them it look good. They run just as good as it look. I gotta have my little park lights on so they have a little haze to it out there so I can look good, Trace. I like looking good too.
Ain't that wrong, with that, man?
Yeah, well, just basically got $2,000, man. You got that. You know, we busy. We can do that and Sunday. We can turn around and do it Sunday, too. Shit, it don't matter.
Man, it don't matter, man. I should have had a marathon. I was in Dallas, man. I just had so much fun then. It passed me up. The rain scared me because I was going to Kennedy there the next day. But, I mean, it don't matter, man. I ain't
man,
never been scared to do nothing. Y'all
man,
see, I've been looking
like
and dodging, y'all.
At a Boy Scout camp, man.
Hey, I don't care nothing about all that talk. But, like I said, I ain't never been dodging, y'all. I'm just ready to go on, get it on over
man,
with y'all.
You already changed the whole game plan, but I'm sure you got yourself shit. You need to fight that motherfucker. Man, that $2,000, we ain't got to talk about it. Let somebody else talk. That's a done
deal. That's a done deal,
man. Till you die. Yo, till the day we die, we can race every motherfucking day.
And that's no problem with me.
Yeah, we can let somebody else talk. We ain't got to talk. We just listen in. That's a done deal.
Hey, my car cool down fast every 30 minutes, so it don't matter to me. You sure can't dance all night with me, man. It don't matter to me either.
Y'all saying by 8:30,
flip the lane
before the race, right?
Yeah, that'd be fine, man, because, I mean, you know, I don't know what's going to be. Hopefully, mine's go down on either side. You know, you lately been going down on either side. So, but, I mean, but yeah, if it's a lane this year, we'll flip for it. Say if he say he want the right and I want the right, yeah, we'll flip for it then.
You cool with that, Dion?
Yeah, he easy, man. I go sit in the motherfucking lane. I'm really talking about somebody that's worried about losing to a factor. Whatever he want to do, we can do it.
You saying so Brooke Hale is a non-factor? Hey, hold on, Dion. I heard you say. You saying Brooke Hale is a non-factor?
Like, man said, you was a non-factor to him, Brooke Hale is a non-factor to me.
Guess what? Hey. And
So I get ready for Dion there, man. So all I gotta do is let the button go on there.
Yeah, I definitely got to bet with you on that race right there. I ain't gonna even lie to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the button go on there. On him,
with
no problem.
Put the money in the pot and put your nigga on it.
Yeah, when you run him, I'm gonna come to you, Dion. I definitely got to bet with old girls, car, man.
Put the money in the pot with him. Put your initials on. But you know, my boy Trey got two cars too, but he nearly drives, so you know. We
I'm talking about the Mustang. You know what car we supposed to do it with? I'm talking about the Mustang. You know what car we supposed to do it with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he got a car,
you
know, too.
Yeah, I mean,
just like you, too.
We'll see what it do, Dion, because, you know, I ain't never been scared of that, man. I just, you know, y'all just say I've been ducking y'all, man, for so long. And you know, it was a reason why I'm like a attorney, man. I'm having a problem, man, because I won't bet on my own car, man, if I'm having problems, man. So, you know, I've been having a problem. Now I ain't having no problems. And we going, you know what I'm saying, we going to do it. I'm going to go and get y'all out the way, like I said, man. Y'all say I ain't nothing, so I'm going to show y'all.
Don't you talk to me. I'm just listening.
All right, man. Hang on, boy. Now somebody might be on there. Just hang around, man. So, you know, look.
I ain't going nowhere.
It's going to be some good action. Sharon, who we got next, Sharon?
Okay, somebody, before I open the next mic, somebody's got a child in the background screaming. Just mute your phone for me.
Hold on.
Sharon, hey, this is Chris. Take my hand down.
How you mute this phone, Pete?
Just
yeah, what
press,
I do? Push?
Press the mute.
Oh, press the mute, she said. Press the mute.
When you want to talk, just come off mute. Just come off mute when you want to talk. Go ahead, Jay.
Whit, your mic is open.
What's up, Tommy Doll? Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Oh, ain't a whole lot of nothing, man. I'm gonna be over. I'll be in Texas Friday. They said Jay Bond said Cinderella wanted to holler at me. Is he on the line?
Is Cinderella on here? Is Cinderella on here? Push the one button. If Eric is on here, Florida, he knows the Cinderella boy. Eric, push the one button. If not, Jan, we can see when we get Eric on here, he probably can get a hold of Cinderella now out of Florida.
Oh, okay. So I thought they was out of Texas. Are they out of Florida?
Eric is out of Florida.
Oh, okay. I thought he was out of Texas.
No, what you got them out of Texas? You got them out of Texas? You want to holler? We got some beats over here, man. You ain't coming out here scaring nobody with. You got somebody in Texas you want to holler?
I ain't got no reason to holler at them now. I'll holler at them Saturday.
Oh,
I ain't got really nothing to talk about. I'm coming for some action. I know that. I mean, ain't nothing really to talk about. They see me, they like me. I see them, I like them. Let we get it on.
The ones who don't know, that's wit. The 901 bad boys. For the ones that don't know, 901 bad boys.
I'm gonna be over there. Looking for some action, you know, it don't matter to me, whoever. Anybody on 28th, we're going to be looking for some action. 29, you know, we're going to 29 too, hell shit, you know. We'll be over there Saturday, you know. And it don't matter to us, you know. Whoever then we didn't get last year, we want them this year.
Who did you run last year with? Who
did
they call you ran?
I think I ran Renzo last year.
Who?
I think they called him Renzo.
Renzo?
I ain't picking on Renzo right now because I'd be able to pick on him. I know about Thursday, though. I had took the motor out when I had told you when we was over in Montgomery, He's saying he's going to try to get it back to me Thursday, so I got a man going to be on kill ready to go pick it up, and we're going to try to put it in Thursday night. But if we can't get it back Thursday,
I talked to Tony Thorne. I know he wanted to look at job, but I know he got other things I think he needs to take care of, though. But I think he's sitting on 29. I think he wanted to look at you, too, though.
Yeah. Tony wanted some action last year. We supposed to look up this year, too. So we'll look at each other and see what it looked like. We might be able to get some action with Tony Thorne.
You're going to get some action with him because I know he told me he wanted to look at you real bad. I know he got some other engagement, I believe. So I don't know if he's going to be there or not, but I know we talked about that.
Yeah. I ain't got no problem with him, with that, running him. I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, I'm just hoping that Gene get my motor back, though. I hope I'm getting it back Thursday where I can get it in the King Kong car and get it over there, too. But I got two other cars I'm going to bring anyway. They ready.
All right, we'll see what you got. I know you're going to try to race. We couldn't get Eric, so I'm going to text him.
Ain't going to be no trying. We're going to race. Ain't going to be no trying. We're going to race. I got a bunch of my buddies out of Houston coming over there to the race and stuff, and they real excited and ready to roll. You know, they ready to race. They like racing, so we're gonna have some fun over there.
Okay. We gonna look for it. So you be somebody over there gonna make some action with you.
Yeah, if I had to knock out damn Tony Bynum's ass off, put his ass back in the slingshot, I'd knock his ass off, too. So it don't matter. I'm going to run Tony Bynum. What do you say, Tony?
Well, no, I told Tony, when you get over here, you know, The people over there laying there just go up in old Tony, man. So Tony been going up pretty regular, man. So, you know, I'm going to have to make sure we got a EMS out there, man. Somebody can kind of stitch him up, you know.
Yeah, well, me and Tony, I might have to roll with him over there. Y'all got a bunch of bad boys, got a bunch of fast boys over there. So me and Tony might have to team up to try to keep you boys off us over there. So we'll see when you go to Texas, B.
He might need some work.
He'd be getting
kicked out of his ass.
Well, I'm coming to back him up. I can tell you that. And y'all don't run us, we'll run each other. So, yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming, goddamn brother. We're coming 9:01 prime time. So, yeah, he's going to be ill, and it is going to be what it is. It takes two states to whoop y'all here. Y'all biggest, the biggest state it is. So we come in Tennessee and Carolina. Georgia, I mean. I'm going from Georgia. Yeah, Tennessee and Georgia.
So y'all going to come on here and just draw on people. I'm telling you, he's going to draw on people when he get here.
Yeah. Well, we ain't going to draw on nobody. We're going to trace somebody. Ain't going to be no draw. We're going to race them. Tony's going to race 3 to 5 times. I'm going to race 3 to 5 times. We already talked about it.
Well, I heard that. There
you speak to King Grubbs races right there.
Eric is trying to get in. He says it's full. He can't get in. I'm going to let him know you're going to call him. This is what I'm – hold on. I'm trying to call him again, Sheriff, because he says it's full.
Okay. On him now.
Who trying to get in?
The boy from Florida. I think they said they told us the Cellarella car you locked in with is from Florida from what I hear. I think they said it was from Florida. He's coming with Eric. So we're trying to get him on the
team. Yeah, I don't know what he wants because he'll see me Saturday, so I don't know what he wants.
Jay said he was looking for you.
Yeah, Jay Bond said he could text him or something. I ain't got no reason to talk to him. I'm trying to cut his. Ain't got nothing to talk about. He's locked in.
Yeah, y'all locked in.
Y'all tell me how much and what time.
So, who are you guys looking for?
This is Eric Tracy.
Eric.
What's going on?
Eric, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Is that Cinderella car? Was you at your camp, the Cinderella car?
Yeah, Cinderella man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay said he was looking for me. He said he wanted to text me, want me to text him or something.
Who is this?
It's Whit. It's 901. Whit.
Oh, what the, you got a Camaro or something?
Yeah, I got the Camaro we supposed to run y'all with.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him on the phone. Hold on a second.
Tracy, somebody's got some background noise. If you're not talking, do us a favor and push the mute button on your phone so that I don't have to go through and try to find out where the noise is.
Yeah, somebody's writing some paper or something. That's it. You can hear it. So mute your phone if you ain't talking so we can hear it good. So. We'll see what he's going to try to get the Cinderella on. And we'll see how that conversation go, man. Things look like they're heating up to be a pretty good, probably a pretty good race. We ought to have some pretty good fun. You know, hey, weather's going to change, so I know the action is going to pick up. So.
Yeah, I can't. He's not picking up the phone.
Yeah, I didn't want much. I know JJ was saying he said text him or something. And I said I just catch him on Tommy Dog Show or something. I don't do no texting. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we ran into some issues last week. We weren't going to bring the Cutlass, but we got it all straightened out.
Oh, okay. That's what I supposed to be running, the Cutlass?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a Malibu.
Well, no, it's a Cutlass. I don't think you want the Malibu.
You don't want the Malibu? What? You said he don't want the Malibu. What?
I said I don't think you want the Malibu.
Which one got the small block in it, the Cutlass?
They both got small blocks in them, but one's got a turbo on it, and one's got nitrous. The Malibu's a turbo car.
Okay.
And I don't think you guys want that trouble yet.
Yeah, we will want that trouble, but you know, we ain't bringing the car. We'll want that trouble with, but yeah, we'll take that trouble too.
Yeah,
the right time and the right date.
Yeah, we're gonna do something.
I don't care nothing about no turbo. All
right, but yeah, we're loaded up, ready to go.
Fastest man in the world on nitrous right now. I'm 29, fastest man on nitrous. So I don't care about no turbos.
He's the quickest man. Quickest man. But he's not the fastest.
Yeah, we can hook up with your Malibu with my other Mustang I got.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll set that up for a later date.
Yeah, Tom McDowell will have a few races, so we can set that up at another one of his races.
Yeah. Or we can do something in Holly Springs. It don't matter.
I know you don't want to come over there. I didn't even mention that to you because I didn't want to be like, you know, in my yard. But I know you don't want to come over there.
See, what are you talking about? That's the fastest track I've ever been at. Why wouldn't I want to be there?
Please come with a turbo. I got so many turbos over there. Come on over there, yeah. Whenever you get ready, you can come on.
We can do something with my Mustang on in 2 weeks over there on Friday night if you want to.
Yeah. What is it?
I'll be over there in 2 weeks on Friday night. No, on my nitrous small block car.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we can.
So, but I guess we'll see you this weekend too. So. We'll see you this weekend, but I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't coming, but I can bring the car if you want to do a little rush.
Yeah, if it's in your backyard, you might as well, huh?
Sure
plus, I don't mind making some gas money.
You sure don't know what to say. You sure don't know what to say.
Oh, man.
That'll be good. I'll welcome you in.
So, what car exactly are we supposed to be running with the Cutlass? I don't even know. They said it was like an 87 Camaro or something?
No, it's a 2000 Camaro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the black one?
2000. Yeah, the black one.
Okay. You know who I am.
Huh? Say what?
You know who I am, don't you?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm the one with the black and green Malibu wagon.
You the one with the what now? Oh, the black
wagon.
And green Malibu wagon. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Your car is, what do they call your car, Predator or something like that?
Yeah, Predator. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we're already loaded up. Actually, you guys know I'm a Cinderella man, but Dana's going to be here tomorrow to...
Well,
hook up to the trailer, so.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
But we're all loaded up. Anything else going on over there? Tracy? Anything else? Anything else up there for us for Black Camaro?
We got a full show. What you looking for? There's a lot of people on here. Yeah, if you hear it, got a floor. Let them know what you're looking for.
I got a 23-degree headed small block, single kit, street-style car on 28s. You know, it's not an all-gutted-out race car. You know, it's six-point bar, you know. It's not a gutted-out, full-caged-out race car or anything. I'm just looking for something comparable.
Well, if anybody want here, if you see what he got, if anybody think they got something comparable to him, man, coming all the way from Florida, he's looking for a race. He got two of them lined up, he's looking for another.
But Tracy, if you, I gotta move a truck and trailer around, but hit me up on my phone if you got somebody wants to do something, and I'll answer right away.
Okay, man, if I get somebody want to come on here, I will get with you, man, and y'all be safe making that trip out there, man, and we'll see y'all on Saturday.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. We'll see you then. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to go live. There's got some people texting me. I got a message. I don't know if this guy, I got to get this guy on next. This guy is texting me to tell Batman something. I said, no, man, I'm going to push the one button suitcase and tell him yourself. Suitcase, you on there? Push my suitcase. He want to talk to Batman.
Suitcase.
You see Suitcase?
I saw him earlier. Suitcase, if you're on here, press the one button.
I told him push one. He, I don't know if he fell off. You don't, let me see. He texted me. He didn't fall off. Call him. He texted me. If you can.
He must have dropped off.
He dropped off. Get the next call on to try to text him. Cause I just got a text from him.
Hold on. 337-9595,
your mic is open. 337-9595, your mic is open.
They're not paying attention,
Tracy.
Let me see
okay,
if I can get
suitcase. Okay, so before you get suitcase on, the Undertaker want to holler at Dion. Get the Undertaker on. He's the Undertaker. He want to holler at Dion.
Undertaker, press the one button for me. Okay, he's not pressing the one. Let me see if I can spot him. There he is. Undertaker, 832-2534, your mic is open.
No, I was just listening. I need to talk with Dion, though. I got his number.
Okay. Okay, go to the next call.
Okay, that's all the hands that are up right now, Tracy.
Okay, if somebody want to talk about this topic, man, think about it. We got a lot of people. Like, yeah, I come from Florida on 28, man. I know we got some cars around here, probably comparable to them. So maybe you want to push the one button, maybe thinking it. Maybe you got something on your mind. You just want to make some action this weekend to have a good show, man, good races. We got a full show here, a lot of people, man. If you want to say something, talk about something, I have an issue, a problem about a race, push the one button, man, and she'll come back. We'll get you to push the one button, and I'll let you say what you got to say, man, because all in all, it's shaping up to be a good weekend. We know some people want to make action. Somebody got a dog. Who we got? Hold on. Let me try this guy right here. 337-9595. I can open it up. 337-9595. Hello? Can you hear that? Who is that? Then you got a lot of noise. Batman.
Yes.
Say something. Take to the people. I got to do something. Talk to the people.
Okay. Well, once again, like I said, you know, we're going to try to make it happen, man, this year. Man, we got some great, exciting grudge events coming up. Like Tracy said earlier, you know, we got a couple of them coming down here. Like I said, we got Lil Max, HTI. Once again, coming down here at Dallas Raceway, that's going to be a good one. And then you got mine coming up on June 8th, but that's Batman Who's Bad Girl Showdown down there on June 8th at Cranmer. Cranmer got a lot of good things coming up, man, in Dallas. Pretty good track, man. It's a pretty nice track. There's a lot of room, plenty of concrete, that's for sure. You're not rolling on no grass or on no dirt, so it's a pretty nice facility. Like I said, I know the guy personally down there who's over it right now. Pretty good old guy trying to make some things happen just as well down there. If anybody don't know, just in Dallas alone, we got over 250 girl cars down here. If you put Dallas and Houston together, man, I guarantee it's over 400 race cars or girls cars that actually gets it on. That's the reason why we can, if we was tired, I was going one state and dominate, I guarantee we can probably dominate every state there is around here. Like I said, Tony Bynes comes.
Don't say that, man. We're going to get you. Don't say that too loud, man. We don't like that domination.
Well, it's true. You know what I'm saying? It's true. It's true. Like I said, you know, Tony Bynes, you know, I used to watch him on YouTube all the time. He go upstate and whoop ass, boy. He come down and says, take it, though, boy. He had another thing coming. He even told me personally, he said, man, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I got some fast-ass cars down here, man. I said, well, you know, one thing about it, you know, we kind of just been sitting in the grass, you know, just like a sniper, you know what I'm saying? But we aim to shoot, and we aim to kill if you ever try to get a close to it. So you know what that is, Trey.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. I mean, hey, I agree with you. We got a lot of cars down here. I think one thing I do notice, the East Coast, they take a note on the cars in Texas. You know, they thought that, like you said, they thought they had something solved, but now they're waking up. They seeing there's some cars out here we're running. They came out here the first time we was in Mississippi thinking they down there because they had a good weekend, but the more and more they come, the more and more they're starting to back up. I can tell you that now, the more I'm backing up. So they're getting to see more and more. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. There's a lot of cars out here, guys. We're a race. So, like you say, we got them coming this weekend. And we got to just make it happen. Show them, hey, we for real.
Yeah, you know, Tracy. You know, they used to like, hey, Tracy, you know, they used to like to run on foot, too. We done shut that down, too.
Yeah, you know that's going to jump off, Sarah. You know that. But, Sharon, I think you were trying to say something. You had somebody?
Well, I tried to get Suitcase. I called him a couple of times. He's going straight to voicemail.
If anybody got Suitcase out there, Suitcase on another phone, push the one button or give me another text. We want to see what he got to say because I got the text from him, so I want to give every man a chance to say something. We miss you when you put your hand up, and we take a while to come see you just about what we're facing. And send me a text, then I know you're out there, and we'll find you. Come right to you. All right, go ahead, man.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, man, we just try to make this grudge race happen, man, you know, in Texas, man. Like I said, man, I know a lot of people don't understand. Like I said, Dallas and Houston, man, we know we dominate most of the cars, man. It's in Texas, that I do know. I mean, plus we got some allies, too, you know, on the outside. That's fast just as well, man. But like you said, the East Coast out there, man, they ain't recognize what time it is, but they recognize it slowly but surely, though, you know. Like I said, I'm myself, man, you know, God say the same, man. I want to get out and go out there towards them, you know, out of states, man, just as well. I've been, you know, a couple last year, you know, I did a little trip last year. I enjoyed myself, you know, real good, but I want to get out there towards the, you know, the Alpha Hook and all that other stuff too, man, because, you know, that's one of my favorite tracks I like to, you know, mess with just as well, man. So I'm aiming to get out there too, but I'm aiming to plan to try to go to Rockingham too just as well. So
yeah, we need to go to Rockingham, man. I like for us to go up there as many as we can go, take as many cars and let folks know that, hey, we, like you say, there's a lot of cars here in Texas, man. And that trip to Rockingham, man, you know, we it's a lot of us going, and we want to just let them know it's a long trip for us, but we're going to make it out there, and hopefully we go out there and fare well with the people on the East Coast. But we definitely going to be right in the heart of East Coast. And going to Rockingham, for the ones who don't know much about the East Coast, there's a lot of race cars out that way. There's a lot of race cars out that way. But them guys, all them guys ain't what they think they are. You know, sometimes they look down on Texas as we behind. I heard a guy the other night on the show talking about everybody's behind the East Coast when it comes to some of this racing they're ahead, but I don't think that statement is true when it comes to Texas. I think we just do a few things different. Like a lot of cars out this way, we run bars just the way we set them up. But the deal is I'm trying to win. You know, if you go east, we know sometimes we might have to flex a little bit, might have to take your bars off. Some of the guys might got to work on their car. But, hey, I say the same thing when them guys traveling this way. Hey, if I got bars on my car, this is the way I run it. You come with that bars on yours, that's the way you run it. I'm saying I can win. I'm saying I can win without this or without that. So we ain't going to pick parts. We're going to run cars.
Yeah, well, what they need to know is if they come in Texas, we got bars. So if you come in Texas, don't ask. When you get in the door, the front door of Texas, when they say Texas, just know they got bars. So don't worry about it.
That's right. That's what it is, man. So, hey, Sharon, you back on. We got somebody. If you got something you want to say, you want to talk about, want to lock in, want to call out somebody, hey, push the one button. You got something you want to say about this topic? Hey, bring it up.
Bring it up, man. That's what it's about. I mean, we got the guy sitting back. We got a full show here. People texting me. They can't get in. I just tell them to go to the Internet. You can go and listen on the Internet. But we got a lot of people on here, man. Guys look like they really trying to step up. Really want to see some action going on. We always appreciate it. We got these guys coming from Florida State. I got a guy, T.O. He said he's coming from California. So we'll see if he show up Saturday, man. So we guys coming a long way to try to help put on these events and make action. So that being said, man, hey, I saw something on the Internet. I ain't talked to this guy in a while. I saw something. I know Daryl's trying to work on this call, so he might be in the house. Hadn't thought about it in a while. He might be in the house shaking down this car, so it's always good. I can't wait to see that back half car get back up and running because, hey, the back half, man, you listen to guys on the East Coast, the back half game done picked up, and I think some of them kind of scared of the bird, man, but got a couple of them on to try, but, well, they look here. I think we got a sleeping child with Daryl out there. Daryl definitely going to mix it up with the back half world. So, like we know, Matt them is going east to represent Texas. They made an engagement. They wanted to be at the show this weekend. But like I said, when I was in Florida, they was in Florida, and they had made a pre-engagement on that race back then in Florida in December. So they just trying to hold true to their commitment. They hate that they can't be in the house this weekend. But, you know, hey, that's where it goes. You make a commitment like that, you want to honor it. They're going to go up there. We wish them well going up on the East Coast in that good back half race they got going on. We wanted one thing about some of them back half cars. Our back half cars done went east. They back half cars came west. And I talked to a few guys from out there and just let them know, hey, y'all do y'all thing with y'all back halves out here, but none of those bad back halves come this way. The only one that came to Texas was Mississippi Nightmare. Mississippi Nightmare came to Texas, and, you know, unfortunately, he broke. But the rest of them, hey, you got guys out there that want to be fast. So we need to try to get some guys on our turf car. You like to say, hey, went out that way, beat us car back that way with most of the fishing car back half. Went out that way with the Jekyll. Is that somebody mute their mic with that baby? Went out that way, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. High car back half. So that's four back half cars I know from the Texas and Louisiana area that went out to the East Coast, but we hadn't seen the favor return on the back half cars coming here. But they claim that they got the baddest back halves in the country, and our guys have to keep going out there. And there's a lot of races left going on out this way in Texas. And, you know, hey, we need to try to get these guys to some of these races out here in Texas with these back halves and just let them know if I'm listening. Yep, out this way, some of these back halves run turbos. They don't care. So when you step it up and you claiming to be the baddest, sometimes, hey, you gotta run a turbo car if you come to Texas. So that's the way it is. Anybody else got something to say, Sharon? Let them say it, man. I'm gonna give them a chance to talk. If there's no hands up,
Tracy, you got a full show, but no more hands up.
A lot of people quiet. I wonder what's on their minds. Maybe everybody is anticipating something we can go ahead.
Hello. Hello?
Go ahead.
Trey, can you hear me? It's Bushnell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I forgot to tell them boys over there, man. When we do it, man, I don't want to – I'm talking about Dion them over there. When we do it, I don't want no time tickets, you know, for either one of us on that race, man.
Okay. Is Dion on here? So we got to send him. Hey, we got to get Dion on here, so make sure maybe y'all can come to some kind of agreement. I just like to make sure the understanding is equal. Dion,
was on Turbo Chris's phone. Turbo Chris, if you're still on, unmute your phone.
Chris, you there?
Yeah,
Dion.
I
see
you.
Dion,
see
there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dion, did you hear what Bushnell said?
Man, fuck Bushnell, man. Ain't nobody going through all of those stupid. Man, fuck Bushnell. I'm getting the time, so he ain't got to get in there. Sounds like he don't want to race, man. I'm already running a punk-ass rat-eating bar with a motherfucking small bar. Fuck him. I'm getting the time, so I turn the clock on.
Sound like you don't want to raise, man. And I tell you, if I want to raise, lock in 1,000 if I want to raise.
All right. We lock in 1,000, we're going to run for 5,000. I ain't buying no raise.
I ain't got, I'm talking about my money, man. I ain't passionate with nobody. I ain't got no
$5,000. We're going to lock in, man. We can be the first one to get it on because, I mean, you the one really scared, nigga. You
don't want
it.
Hey, man, look, I tell you what, I said I wanted to do it in the evening time because we can do it early because I want to sit back. I want to sit back and enjoy the show, man. Hey, I want to sit back and enjoy the show. If I don't race nobody else this weekend, I won't race you. I want to race you by 3 o'clock, man, so I'm going to sit back for the rest of the day probably and just enjoy the show.
Get the race, man. I'm just listening to
you, man. Well, I already told he sounds like he don't want to race right about now, man, because I just told him, I said, you know,
I'm
you know
what's
What's the problem with that? So we can do it at 3 o'clock, man. I don't want to do it at no 8:30 and all. We can do it earlier than that, man. We can do it at 3 o'clock. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna be in the stage late at 3 o'clock, Tracy. Ready? I'm be in the stage late at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
ready?
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I heard what he said too. So y'all ain't came to the no ticket.
Let's turn on. He can have his clock on. I don't care. I just told him he can be in the state lane at 3 o'clock, man. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, man. I mean, I'm going to be done. When I get through with them, I'm going to just watch everybody else do their thing, man, after I do mine. So he can turn his clocks on. I don't care. He say he's going to show his time. So, I mean, he can do whatever he want to do. He ain't going to be out front anyway, so it don't make no difference.
All right, so. You're
having it, baby.
It's by 8:30 then. It is what it is by 8:30 for what y'all got. Y'all still owe $2,000 by 8:30. You heard that,
that's
right?
What's up, Trace. That's what's up, Trace. I'm done with Trace. He can have his clocks on. He said he won't have the clocks on for him. Y'all show his time. It don't matter to me. That's his business. But at the same time, I'm going to do it before 8:30, man. I'm going to do it at 3, man.
We're not going to show no time.
Huh?
We're not going to show no time.
Oh, I told you about a problem. I just said the race is still on, Trace. I just said I want to do it a little bit earlier than what I said I might want to do. I want to do it probably about 3 o'clock. I'm gonna be in the stage lane at 3 o'clock, man. I promise you that. Just sitting there, rubbing on my car. I might put me some Plex on the window and all that. You know, spray my wheels up a little bit. You know, I want to have it clean, looking good because it's fast as it look too. So I mean, I'll make sure it's right. So I'm gonna do a Phillip on it, man. I'm gonna be over there like, you know how Phillip used to have his shit over there clean. I'm going to do one of them on it and be ready to race them. You know how Phillips keep the shit clean over there. You know, I'm from the old school, Tommy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're going to go in the stage lane and wipe it down, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to wipe it down. I'm going to use my Plex on my windshield, clean my windshield up. I might spray a little Windex on my wheels, get the brake dust off my wheels, you know, some shit like this. This is some simple shit. About a five-second little wipe down. It don't need much. It ain't going to be about a 5 second little wipe down.
Well, I heard that, man. So, well, sound like you can't
I'm ready,
to,
Tracy.
Can't
I'm
wait
ready.
To. Well, I mean, you know,
I've been ducking, I'm ready.
You know, last time I saw you out in Dallas down there, you know, you fared pretty good. You want three races now. You ran three times down there, didn't you?
I feel pretty comfortable out there, Trace. I feel better than I ever felt out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my shit together, man. And, you know, I'm just tired of them with that ducking shit they say I've been doing. I'm going to show them I ain't ducking. Ain't going to be no ducking.
I heard that, man. So good luck to you, man. I want to say, hey,
I appreciate it. I'm just listening, man. I'm gone back on the mute, man. I'm done talking, man. I'll see y'all Saturday.
All right, then, Bushnell. We'll see you, too. Okay, Cheryl, we got next.
3 Sweeper, your mic is open.
Yeah, appreciate it. How y'all been doing tonight? Everybody doing all right?
What's that, 3 Sweeper? What's on your mind, man?
Oh, man, I just want to chime in on this Dion and Bushnell run. I just want to let Dion know I want some of that money, too. So he ain't got to worry about it, you know. Shit, if you want to lock the 1,000 against the 5, it is what it is. But one thing for sure, you know, I was there in Dallas, and I saw what it did. And guess what? I sure want some Dion money because I'm putting my car together with all them boys' money. So I'll be waiting. Just like he'll be waiting, and I'll be out there bidding too. So, you know, there's out the way. Also, if Atomic, if y'all can get that track together like them boys had in Dallas, man, oh, it's going to be a nice, nice show. Nice night. Everybody going to hook.
And one more question I had. A guy, you had a guy on last week talking about a raffle ticket on a car he was putting together. I was just wondering if he going to be out there at the track, or how do I go about getting some of these raffle tickets?
Who was that? Was that Batman? Batman, was that you?
No, Tracy, that was Scooby that had another guy on. Scooby will be there. Scooby will be at the track on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That was Scooby, you know, the guy that was the one that's building a car. They want to try to raffle off that car. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Scooby. Yeah, guy out of Louisiana. He's out of Mississippi, Alabama area. Yeah, he'll be out there.
Okay, so do I get with you, or do I just look for the guy?
Get with him. If you let me know when you're there, and I'll let Scooby know, and I'll probably give him your phone number or something. He'll be around now, and you just come find me, and we'll try to find Scooby, so I can call him. So he'll be in the house. So, Dion, right, you're addressing some of Dion. Dion, I don't know if Dion's still on Turbo Chris phone. If Dion want to help this guy, if you got him on mute or what?
Turbo Chris isn't. He's not on mute.
His mic is open.
Dion, I guess he
not
fell off.
Oh, okay. All right, then. What? Well, it don't matter. It don't even matter. You know, I know how Dion likes to talk and stuff like that. We can show line it on with Bushnell and lock it on in. It don't even matter. You have to lock it tonight or whenever. It just don't matter. If you want to do it for the five, matter of fact, I know how to talk to Dion. So whenever I see him, I'm sure try to get that 5,000 out and see if
I can get my little car together. Wait a minute. Hey, get Dion on the phone. You can't have me one side. We got to maybe get both parties on. So it sounds like you really want to let Dion know. Dion comes on here and, you know, he do his little thing, and you come on here, and I know you do your thing, so...
Yeah.
You want to get Dion back on and let you tell Dion something, because, you know, Dion spoke pretty good a while ago, so I like to be fair and give that man a chance to address you. You know what I mean? You get Dion on, Chris, take Dion, tell Dion to call and get him back on your phone and let Street Sweep out of it.
Shit, them boys already been paying for my parts. So guess what? I'm letting
you
keep on paying for them.
They financing your car?
Matter of fact, I'm gonna put thanks and shout outs to Blind Eye Killer, what they call it?
You gonna what?
I'm gonna put a shout out to Blind Eye Killer under construction on the back of my car, thanks to his money, because he's sure been helping me out this week and last week.
Oh man, all right, boy. We gotta get that money, man, because that's breaking news. I mean, the grudge world didn't know that. You saying that they financing your car. I mean, the grudge world about that.
You know, it's been a long time in the making, but I'm coming. I've been kind of silent, but lately, you know, especially since Denton up there, I've been doing real good. And, you know, thanks to Dion and his pocket, I sure been getting a lot of things for my cargo. That's for sure.
I hope you don't get on here and let him know, man.
I know one thing about it. One thing I know about it, you know, I know the money is there, so I know how to talk to him. I look for it. I'll be there Saturday looking for that money. I'll be there Friday night, too. So it all depends. When y'all come on out, I sure will be there. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to keep that quiet.
Did Turbo Chris get Dion? Did Turbo Chris get Dion back on?
Turbo Chris, you still on him?
Okay, I'll see if I can call Dion, but I got Scooby on the phone, and he's gonna try to tell you a little bit more about the about that raffle. Scooby, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, hey, Grudge, where is it going?
What up, Scooby? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing.
Tell the folks about that raffle, that car they're trying to raffle off. I've got a guy asking about it, so.
Yeah, I'll try to tell him when I came. I ain't at the shop where the guy that's actually building, but I think it's a It's going to be a 25.2 or 25.3 Dr. Spitz and Coupe Mustang, turbocharged, LS, fuel injected. It's going to be an all brand new car. And we're going to have a website where you can go on and purchase tickets with PayPal. But I'm going to call him. I'm coming to Texas, and I'm going to try to bring some tickets. And it's going to be $50. The tickets going to be $50 a piece, three for, I think you said, $125. And the car, the car going to be given away, I think you said, in December of this year. Yeah, but they actually, we've been trying to get these other cars out the shop, and they're gonna start the bill next week on it, and you know they're gonna post pictures as how the car coming.
Okay, yeah, because this guy was on here, man. He was telling me trying to buy a ticket. He wanted to see if he can get with you this weekend. So look for him. They call him Street Sweeper, so I told him find me. You supposed to be in the house, so he wanted up here to get a ticket.
Okay, yeah, like I say, I know I'm gonna be in the house, and I'm, matter of fact, when I get off the phone, I call that guy, and I think he got the tickets, and I'll try to have something down there and let you know. Matter of fact, I'll call you tomorrow when I do find out.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna hang up, and I call this number back, and either I'll text you and let you know if I'm gonna have the tickets there this weekend.
Okay, yeah, just take me and let me know. If you need, you can't get back in because he's full or something like that, I'll get Sharon and get you back home. So,
okay. Well, give me about 2 or 3 minutes. I'm going to call him.
Okay. All right, Sharon, she's in the problem. So, speak to me for you there, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You say, okay, you got that, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we're going to. We're going to go to the next call. I got some other hands up here, so let me go down here and try to get this mic open. No, I guess he dropped. He didn't want to say nothing. So she's trying to get somebody on. So if you want to talk and you drop your mic open, push the one button again, and we'll get you back in. I see one right now. Hold on.
Tracy, I tried to get Dion, but I couldn't.
Okay. 713-7458. We got 713.
I'm just enjoying the time with everybody. I think
okay, somebody, if you're not talking, can you mute your mic?
Having it put up with
the phone.
Goodbye,
Congratulations. Okay, Sharon, we got it.
Okay, Tracy, that was the mic that you just opened that has that background noise. They're not paying attention.
All right. I'm missing my phone. The screen is kind of going whack. What's going on? And let me just mute it. Okay. Well, we couldn't get Dion back on and let him address Street Sweep on here. We got anybody? One of them boys out of Elgin. Kenna, you out here? Kenna, push the one button. Kenna from Elgin. Put your one button, you out here. You going down on Big D. Big D called me the other day. Kenneth, you on here? Push your one button. Kenneth, you on here? Push your one button. See if you on there. I guess I don't see him, so. Okay, well, man, look here. We might get out here a little early tonight if, we got a full show here. A lot of people ain't want to talk, so I'm not going to sit here and just run my mouth. If you got something you want to say about this weekend, but let me say this about the weekend. Man, it should be a great weekend of weather. Should be a good show. Man, guys with these cars that's trying to do these races, let's try to go to the far side. HMP sometimes get tight and get backed up, but let's try to, as much as we can, keep all the grudge races. People got locked in races. Try to go to the far side, which is up against the fence. Try to stay in the far side lane. If you can get behind each other, try to go in the far side lane, if not the lane next to it, so we won't get
you know, guys all out of whack, and then they got a race might be locked in on a certain time. We got to try to juggle around a lot of cars to get people in that might have some races with some times on them. So let's try to keep all the grudge cars that's locked in the race in the far lane up against the fence. And we try to handle it that way. And what I'm going to ask is we have participation from people with these cars in the staging lane. Man, if a guy got locked in a race, try to work with him and kind of, if you need to get by, help him get by. So it's going to take all of us to try to make these staging lanes run as smooth as it can, especially when guys are running for time and stuff like that. We don't want nobody to lose on the default because they didn't make it to the staging lane because they couldn't get by. So I'm just asking that, you know, hey, work with us. We want to try to have a good time. We want to try to have a good show. We want to try to make these races be what they're going to be. So, okay, I think, well, Big D is on the phone. I think he got him on Tigger's phone, but I don't think Killer is on here. I didn't ever see the one button. So I don't know if Big D, you want to say something. Killer, take open your mic. If Big D want to say something, I don't think, I didn't ever see Killer push the one button, so.
Yeah, what's up, Tommy?
Go ahead.
What's happening?
What's going
on?
Not a whole lot. What's going on?
What about that race I want to do with you, man? What you come up with?
The race you want to do? Tell them what race you want to do. Tell them.
No,
I'm not going to tell them, let you tell them. Tell them what you want to do with me.
Everybody. I want you to unplug for your spark plug wire, and I'll give you the back tie to move. But let me pick the wire.
I'm just going to let the grunt world know how stupid you are.
I'm trying to make action, man.
Hey.
I'm trying to make action. It sounds like you're scared to run tree, man.
Hey.
So I'm trying to make some action.
Yes. Let me explain something to you, bro. If you know my repertoire.
Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Tracy, hold on a second. Hold on. Somebody's got a TV going in the background. They didn't come on and try to open that TV. Turn the TV down. We can't hear.
Turn that TV down, Tinker.
Think all a little better than that. Let me explain something to you about it.
Tinka, mute your phone. Tinka, mute your phone. Go ahead, Big D.
Tinka, let me explain something to Big D about scared to run. Evidently, you don't know what's going on.
Ow.
You ain't scared to run nobody. It's just I run just like everybody else. When they feel like they got their program ready, they'll race, and I'm the same way. I'm a race.
Oh. Okay, that
you
was like
kind of get into it, but just hang around, keep your eyes open, and you will see he will race. Now, I will race. I'm going to race.
Touch you the wrong way, huh?
Oh, no, man. I've been doing this too long to let you anybody touch me in this game. Hey, listen.
Okay.
People do this program in different ways. You got to learn to cope. So, you don't touch me. I don't not take it personal. So when you get your ass whooped this weekend by Big Sleepy, don't you take it personal.
Say, man, look here. I'm trying to make action with you, man. You unplug 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you got the back tie to move.
I know that's right, man. I know it. Yeah, you know, you want me to show my shit up and just got it back together. You want me to tie it up some more. If I was, see, a damn fool might take it, Ray. But I'm far from a damn fool.
Okay. Yeah. But that was an April Fool's joke, man. I was just fucking with you, man.
ain't no problem with that, man. Have your fun. That's what it's all about, man.
I'm looking forward to Big Sleepy and everything and whoever else that might want to try to do something, you know. I'm gonna be all open. If I think it's a good race, yeah, we gonna do it.
I heard that. Okay, well, I just got a text back from Scooby. Scooby said he will have tickets for everyone. Scooby will have tickets at the race, and they $50 a ticket, three of them for $125. But that newly built 25-2 car that they're going to be wrapping off at the end of the year. So
There you got it. He will be in the house. He will have tickets. And if you don't know who Scooby is, see me, and we'll get you with Scooby and try to make that happen. Go ahead on, Pete. I know you got something that you want to say. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Well, if I ain't, I'm about to be as ready as I'm going to be. So, you know, I've been having a little problems with my car. It's been popping and shit, but I ain't paying no park out money. I'll run him popping or whatever.
You ain't paying no punk out money, huh?
I ain't paying no punk out money.
Well, I heard that, man. Well, hey, good luck to you. All I'm going to say is good luck to you, man.
Until I'm not eating until after I cut him. He want to feed me before the race and shit. That ain't cool.
Oh, you trying to pull that one on you? Oh, we'll see if he's on here. I mean, I holler for him while I go. A lot of times he listening on the internet, so I don't know if he got his phone on or couldn't get in. They on the internet sitting back, but if somebody only can get Kevin on, I'll let you holler at him. I think I got another caller, so hold on. We're going to see what he got to say. Sharon, go, who we got?
Penny, your mic is open.
Penny, what's going on? Is Penny on here, Penny? He's on here.
Yeah, there I am. Can you hear me?
What's going on, Penny?
Yeah, I had my phone muted. Sorry. You said something earlier about a car that's coming down on the 6th. You said something about Big Sexy. Is that a car coming down to the race on the 6th?
No. I didn't say no. Big Sleepy.
Oh, okay.
Big Sleepy, he's locked in a running guy and just talking deep. No, Big Sexy is in a race this weekend on the East Coast. What I was talking about, them guys, we have some backhand cars that have been going east, but none of their backhand cars have really been coming west. So, you know, I'll be trying to work on doing some things to get some of them cars to come, backhand cars that claim they so bad to come out here. I tell you what, Benny, well, y'all been having a good one going on that Hot Rod Gossip. I tell you what, y'all been going in. I said, man, them guys done turned into some straight-up poet. You know, I say, let's see, it's been getting kind of funny, but y'all been going back and forth. That's good for the game. Well, all I think it's going to do when y'all hook up, it's going to make an awful nice one. So I see right now y'all done rubbed some people the wrong way. But one thing about it, hey, they ain't backing now. So y'all got it going on there, and it looks like y'all making some fun out of it, huh?
Oh, yeah. You can't just race and race. You got to have some fun. Hell, the damn race don't last but 4 seconds or 5 seconds for our call. So you got to have some fun in between.
Hey, I didn't know you were going to come on here with that bullshit. But hey, we're going to tell time. We're going to tell time, man. So I ain't mad at it.
Right.
Everything all right?
Yeah. It's all good. I just thought you had some Big Sexy coming down, and I heard he was pretty fast back half car. Been wanting to run him anyway. He was going to go up to that race in Dallas and run Hyde, but I guess he hit the wall and couldn't make it. We were hoping we could catch him that night after we beat Hyde, but of course he didn't show up. So
yeah. We're going to be working on trying to get some guys down here. That's definitely, man. Somebody going to bring in a ticket. Let me ask you a question. I just want to know, because I kind of heard it in Dallas. I want to know if you or Tree Man can confirm this. Now, I heard y'all's race. You get the back tie, Tree Man get lane choice. Now, this is what I heard. You can tell the Grudge World, Tree Man, you can verify if you're on here. If you get by Tree Man, did y'all offer to turn and run them heads up? Did y'all offer that? Or is that just a rumor?
Well, I don't think anybody officially offered that, but I'll go ahead and say it. If Tree Man gives us the back tires and we beat him, we will turn around and run him heads up for the same money.
Tree Man, I just heard that. I don't know, the rumor of somebody saying that. Tree Man, is that true?
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah.
the big dude out of his camp. I mean, the big dude out of his camp said it, and then he said he went and verified it with Birdman. And, you know, I know Birdman, if he said it to him, he going to back it up. So, you know, shit. As far as I'm, you know, my understanding was true, you know, and then he just backed it up, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, if he said it, he'll see it twice. I can't say that.
Yeah, I just heard it. I know there was a rumor call. And then when he came on, I said, hey, the Grizz world want to know. We got a lot of people out here. You know, some of those people might have heard it. So, hey, we just air it out and just see it, both people. So, well, I understand right now. It looks like it's official. Deal if he had to get by you, that he said he'll turn and do the same thing. It's up. So that way the Gorilla world will know, you know, the possibility it might be two races if no car don't get hurt. And
there ain't no lock-in money on it or anything. We're just saying if we beat him, you know, and he wants to run again, head up, we'll give him the same race, same money, but we're going to flip the lane choice on that one, so head up.
Okay. So we done heard it from the two people. We got some control over them. So we'll just see what happens. And good luck to both.
Yeah. We want to make some action. Tree Man's making some action and racing us. So, we, you know, let's make some double action.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, like I said, man, we run it up on that album. Sharon, if we got another hand up, if we ain't got another hand up, if any of you ain't got nothing else you want to say, yeah, we're going to do a final call, man. If you're ready to get out of here, because I know some guys got some things. I know I got a few more things I need to get done. So with that said, Sharon, we ain't got another hand up. We can go to final comments before we can get out of here. And I want to say good luck to everybody. And for the ones who are traveling the roads, be safe. So we got
You don't have any more hands up right now. Well, one hand just came up, Tracy. Hold on. 503-3469.
Hey, how you doing, Sharon? Paul McDonald, this is Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right, how's everything way out there in Oregon, man?
Oh, man, you know, we finally got some sunshine up here. We finally got to about 65 degrees, so, you know, yeah, keep a coat nearby, man. I didn't get a chance to listen to the show in its entirety, but I know it was a great show because it was full. I had problems with the internet as well. Man, I tell you, I wish I could get down there and be a part of that big All Roads East Texas. I know it's going to be a great event, but unfortunately, I won't make this one, but I'll be there for Rockingham. And I just want to wish all the guys good luck, and those guys are coming far and near. I want to wish you guys a safe trip there and back home, because, you know, that's the main part about it, getting back home safely and getting there safely, you know. But I say hats off to you, Atomic Dog, and Miss Aaron, for your promotion and your great shows y'all do. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys, man. And, I keep you guys in my prayer, and I'll be talking to you shortly.
All right, man. Jeff, thanks for tuning in, man. And y'all take care away out there.
Yeah, we're kind of far out here. I'm about 3,000 miles away from you, so kind of far out here.
Kind of far out there?
I tell you. It's still snow on the mountains out here, man.
Okay, we're going to do final comments, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff, was that your final comment? I know that was your initial comment, but was that also your final comment?
Yes, ma'am. Sharon, that is. And I just want to say thank you guys once again, and I'll be talking to you guys soon, all right?
Yeah. Benny, final comment.
Hey, I have a question for you, Tracy, before I get out of here. How many cars do you think you got coming for the big tire race?
For the big tire race, man, right now, somebody got a phone that they need to mute their mic, because I'm having a hard time hearing myself, and I got a big mic. Hey, right now, for the big tire race, man, you know, the ones that I know about is four of us right now, so it might be somebody else that I don't know about sure, so hey, it's open, so it is what it is, man.
All right. Well, we want to enter in that too.
Okay. Come on, man. It's open. It ain't no just one, two, three, four, and that's it. It's an open deal. We aim to try to put on a show for the spectators, man, and get a big tie action call someplace to race. So, hey, come on. You in.
Cool beans. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Sharon. Look like she's on the back burner there trying to holler at somebody. So let me go here and get another final comment right here. Doobie, your final comment.
Does everybody have a safe trip with back to the track and back home?
Okay, man, and you be safe traveling out our way, man. Y'all be safe coming out here. We'll be looking for you in the house Saturday, man.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Batman, final comment. Batman.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, we're here. Final comment.
All right. I hope everybody have a good, safe trip, man, you know, coming down here to Texas, man. You know, like I tell people all the time, the name of the game is being safe, racing and traveling, you know. We all got families, you know, we got loved ones, you know. That's what I like to see. Everybody go home, kick ass, win, lose, or draw. Everybody go home safe and be all right. My final stuff.
Okay, Batman. We see you on Saturday, man.
All right.
Straight Sweeper, final comment.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure that I want to wish everybody a safe trip down here. Everybody come from out of state, man, you know, just looking forward to having a good time, making a bunch of money and, you know, get together with Dion and so he can help finish my project I got going over here. Tommy Dog, man, hey, man, I wish you boom luck and success, man. You're doing a good job. You got a number one fan over here, me and my girl, matter of fact, man. That's all she do is talk about y'all's show. But anyway, man, I look forward to seeing y'all Saturday, man. Hey, I will be coming, hopefully by the end of this year, but if not, beginning of next year, courtesy of Dion and his camp. All right, man, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good one. All right,
man, appreciate it, man. See you on Saturday.
All right.
Okay. Has Whit given his final comment yet?
No.
Whit, final comment. Whit, final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
Hey, man, I've been having a blast, Atomic Dog, man. I can't wait to get back out there with all the grudge atmosphere, all the fans and all that, man. Like I said, all them races and all that, man. Y'all have a safe trip up here and a safe trip home. We'll see y'all the weekend.
All right, Bushnell, man, appreciate you coming on. We'll see you on the weekend, too, man. Good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Freeman, final comment.
Yeah, I want to say this here that, seems like we got a lot of good locked-in races, and I'm hoping that ain't nobody coming to bring no show cars, nobody come to just make passes down the track. They can do that Friday and Sunday. I mean, if you ain't come to race today, stay the hell out of the way because it's going down. And, Trace, if one of them cars don't show up in the big time class, I got to step up and put my, you know, I will do it.
Okay, man, appreciate it, man. Yeah, you're right. That's what we tell people. We got to be locked in racing, man. We're going to have a lot of action. So respect the ones who got locked in racing. When we need to get them up there, we need to get them up there. So people, if you're just going to be making passes, which is welcome, but if they got locked in race, man, please give courtesy to them and let them buy you. Okay, Treat. We'll see y'all Saturday.
Tracy, before I go to the next one, I can't remember if you mentioned that the Big Tire Shootout, there will be a Grudge Inc. Pro Mod belt.
I didn't mention that, and I apologize for it, but you're right. Just like Birdman got the Grudge Inc. Texas back-ass belt, we also putting up the $2,000 and also putting up a Grudge Inc. Texas Pro Mod belt. So that is, so guys, you got a little money to shoot for, and you got the belt to represent as being the baddest Pro Mod in Texas on April the 6th. So we'll see at the end of the night who gets to take home the cash and who gets to take home that belt. Well, I tell you one thing, if that belt is anything like that back half belt, let's stir it up, That back half belt done stirred some folks up. But we'll see what happened with the big tie action. Ain't no way we can let the Birdman take both belts.
We're coming for both belts, just so you know.
I know y'all, and we're going to see how it goes on Saturday. So.
Well, Tracy, yeah. If you happen to win that belt, we'll just have to tape Top Sportsman across there. Doobie, final comment.
And right, if I win, I'm going to take Top Sportsman on.
Doobie, final comment.
I seen it already, Miss Sharon.
Oh, okay. I was in the private room for a second, so
yeah.
I may have missed somebody. Roy, final comment.
Hey, Tracy, I've listened to the show, and I hope it's going to be good. Well, I know it's going to be good this Saturday. It's going to have good weather, and I hope all the guys is traveling far have a safe trip coming down, and we're going to be looking forward to the race this weekend. And Birdman, don't step out of line now. That's all I got to say.
All right, Roy, we'll see you Saturday, man. Yeah, I told Birdman, like I say, we the bet is up for grabs and the money is up for grabs. And, you know, hey, Birdman, I know they got their chest poked. They running pretty good. I doubt if you leave Saturday night that other belt. So. But we have to see.
AD, final comment. Aaron, final comment.
Yeah, I was just wanting to wish everybody good luck this year. Looking forward to it. And I wanted to wish a good friend of mine a happy belated birthday to little Ricky Deaver, one of the up-and-coming future champions.
The Ricky Deaver, huh? Okay.
Ricky Deaver.
Happy birthday to him.
All right, good night.
All right.
Well, we lost Tika and Big D, and Big D, you know, just really got on me one time about not giving him a final comment. I guess he didn't want one. So it's on you, Tracy.
Okay, man. Well, good show, man. And like I say, it's all about grudging. It's all about making action. It's all about having fun and being safe. That's what this grudging game is about, man. Hey, it ain't nothing personal. It's just guys trying to do what they got to do to try to make action.
I ain't too much fan.
And like we say, on Saturday, man, we want to keep it respectful. Want everybody to try to, you know, look out for each other. We want to have some fun. We want to be safe. And we wish everybody that's traveling a safe trip down here. Hey, man, until then, we'll see y'all on Saturday. And good luck to everybody. We'll do this again next Tuesday on Grudging Atomic Dog Talk Show. And we get to see who's going to be laughing, who's going to be crying, and whatever else that might happen on the next show next Tuesday. Until then, man, good luck, and we'll see y'all on Saturday.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling all grudge racing. Tony Primetime Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style feet racing. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexel. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Tommy Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
Compete.
Oh, 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 o
grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.